This week, we are celebrating Halloween. We explain the history of Halloween. We get our pumpkins out. We fist bump live on air. We discuss fucking the Pope. And we announce our new TV shows. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it is Psychobabble. Now before we dive into any more spooky subjects, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and our sponsor for this week's episode is Binge, my new book. It is out right now. It came out October 20th, so if you are listening to this and you're alive and not from the past, then the book is out. Go get the book. Let me know what you think of it with the hashtag BingeBook. Tweet it to me. Send me a selfie of you with the book, and I'm going to give you some love if you do. But yeah, pick it up, TylerOakleyBook.com. And right now, I am currently on tour, so if you want to come to the tour, TylerOakleyBook.com has all the dates. I think next week we're going to the UK, so I hope to see you guys there. Thanks, y'all.
That doesn't sound anything like a Halloween song. Boo.
Oh my god, collab of the century, and then the beat drops.
Yes. Boo. What's that, like, boo. EDM or boo. Like, what's it called?
I don't know.
What's that where they're like
dubstep?
Yeah, that's what
nailed
I'm
it.
Of.
Oh my god, a spooky dubstep album
by Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor's by Halloween no. Is early. Spooky.
Are you scared?
Anytime Meghan Trainor's in the news, I'm scared. Yeah.
What was that? Remember that picture I saw on that Billboard article? I mean, this is the worst story ever. About it was a horrible picture of Meghan Trainor.
Oh my god. And Corey, I was like, no, that was mean. You can't bring that up the air.
I thought she looked like a witch.
Here we
or
are.
A wax music, or...
I wish we didn't text all day every day, because sometimes I'm like, you send funny things that I want to reference at a later point, but I have to scroll back 3 weeks worth of things.
You know, on your phone, you can just click like details and it just shows you the media.
Yes. Well, I mean, if I were to pull up the picture, nobody can see it. So,
so imagine with your eyes.
Set the scene.
If they're lucky, I'll remember and I'll find the picture and I'll tweet it.
You know how there's a Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah.
And I think there's a Good Witch in the East. Who's in the North and the South? Well, one of them is the picture of this picture of Meghan Trainor.
I know.
Not a picture of a picture, but just Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. Picture it.
Picture it.
I think the Wicked Witch of the North.
Yeah.
Is actually Mrs. Claus, which is a whole different
holiday. No, because
holiday.
Have you not seen Wicked?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yes, I have. It's my favorite musical, in fact.
Is it?
Yeah. I've seen four. I've seen four musicals.
What are the musicals you've seen?
Wicked.
Yeah.
Lion King.
Yeah.
Phantom.
Yeah.
Spring Awakening.
I've seen all those.
And then I once saw one.
Are those all because they came to the Wharton Center in Michigan?
Except I saw my first Broadway show last month. In September.
In September.
I saw Spring Awakening with you.
Did you like it?
I was spring awoke.
Oh, God. I will say I really liked it. We had some friends in it.
Friends.
I had some friends.
Because I recognized that Alley girl from the Glee Project too.
Well, Corey was screaming.
My good friend.
My good friend!
There she is. I couldn't think of her name.
No, so we saw it, and it's back on Broadway right now, and it was really good. I think it's there till January, and it's getting replaced by, in that theater.
Sarah Bareilles' Waitress. Oh my god, I can't believe you let me just talk about her.
Listen, you're fine. You're allowed to. Speaking of Sarah Bareilles, you're reading the book right now.
Yeah. Well,
like
no,
that?
I mean, I read the book in a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you do?
What did I do?
Did you read it?
I hung out.
She's got an album coming out next week.
Okay, calm down. I was going to say about Spring Awakening, it had sign language throughout it, which I loved.
The entire thing.
And it reminded me of when we captioned all of the videos. And I was like, it made me think about like accessibility and entertainment. And I wish people could enjoy the podcast.
It was a unique experience both to watch the show and sit in the audience.
Yeah, it was fun.
Supposed to be talking about Halloween.
Spooky Halloween!
Hashtag.
You know what's the spookiest? When things aren't closed captioned.
Yeah, so wow. Spooky.
So spooks. So
it's a little weird since people can't listen to this podcast.
I know, it makes me feel weird about that.
Yeah.
Corey.
Do you have any
Halloween-relevant
things to speak about?
Here's what's up. I was like, you know what? If we're going to talk about, don't look
do
at me through that thing.
You ever peek at each other through
never,
the microphone?
But look at yeah, that. I guess I can now.
That's fun. Hey. Hi.
No, it is nice because I can't see you at all.
Is that what do they call these? Like sneeze guards? Guys at home, girls at home, people at home?
What are these called?
We've got sneeze guards on our mics. I think it just softens our voice.
No, I think it takes out all the Krispies.
Because without it,
the Rice Krispies
win
my when I'm spitting Rice Krispies.
And it would be Halloween.
No, Corey. So I was like, oh, if we're going to talk about Halloween, I need some discussion topics. Mm-hmm. So I looked up third grade discussion topics about Halloween. All I could find was conversation questions for the ESL classroom for Halloween. Do you know what ESL is?
English second language.
So these are some pretty basic questions. I'm gonna start easy.
You are a pretty basic boy.
Well, actually, I probably am because I drink high pH water.
What? You drink Neil Patrick Harris's water?
High pH, not NPH.
Okay.
Oh my God, Patrick Harris, high out of his mind. I drink the water that he brews.
Who's Patrick Harris?
Neil's good friend.
Yes. Now that you're hydrated. I hate that water.
It's the most LA thing.
Electrocuted
about me.
Water.
My electrocuted high pH water. Every bottle's above 9 pH.
Tell me, what are the pHs?
Well, I Googled, why should I even be doing this while I was slurping it? And thank you.
That was you slurping water.
What were we talking about? Halloween!
Spiders!
Okay, so starting off with an easy discussion question. Now, this is up for interpretation. All answers are subjective.
Got it.
What day of the month is Halloween?
It's always on the 31st.
But what day? It could be any day.
October.
Why don't we add another day? How long do you think it's going to take for Earth to be like 7 days? Not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. When are we going to fuck up with this calendar? Because they had a different calendar in the Aztecs. Did they not?
Aztec
calendar.
Are we using the?
Don't drop your sneeze guard.
Are we using the Gregorian calendar?
I don't even know.
Science, listen.
Oh my God. We do an entire episode about science someday?
Yes, we will.
I think the people deserve it. As scientists, can we come in those cloaks?
A wardrobe change?
A lab coat.
Yes. We will.
You didn't
I'll bring a
my
beaker.
Question. Beaker? Beaker the Muppet? I love the new Muppet show.
Have you ever seen Beaker in a sneaker?
Oh, my God. He's so tiny, he can fit in one sneaker. What's he going to do? Do you think he gets a left or a right? Is it like a more of like a boat for him?
I've still been waiting for you to rhyme with a sneaker.
Oh, my God. Transportation on Fleeker.
His voice is a little squeaker.
Have you ever been a gleeker? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, that's why we've got these guards on the mics.
Yeah, I hated it. When I was little, my dad used to spit
on
us.
Oh, like an intentional gleek. Every time you talk about your dad now, I think about like earwigs in his house on the highway.
My God. When that episode went up, everybody from Michigan was like, oh, that earwig issue. And I'm like, are earwigs not elsewhere in the world? That's why we need a new calendar.
I'm going to be an earwig for Halloween.
Girl, you're an earwig every day. Look at you. So do you have a final answer for what day of the month? I guess it is the 31st. But
it's on a different day every year.
If you could pick one day, what would you
pick? I would always want it on a Friday or a Saturday.
Oh, my God. Don't even waste my
weekend.
The weekends are already going to be good. You might as well spice up a Tuesday.
Do you remember when we were in San Francisco and Halloween would fall on a Wednesday and then Halloween would be for a freaking week?
Yeah. And then we needed a Wednesday costume, a Thursday costume, a Friday costume.
Because the gays are like, you were a warbler yesterday. And I'm like,
girl,
I've been a warbler.
And then we were zombie warblers. And then we were gay warblers.
And I was like, all warblers are gay.
Wow.
Not really.
It's kind of like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Well,
like all selfies are pictures, but not all pictures are selfies. So when I post a picture with someone and my hands are visible in the picture, I went off on somebody recently about this. They were like, I posted a picture with somebody and my hands were in the picture.
I fell asleep.
And they were like, cute selfie. I'm like, I didn't take this picture. It's not a selfie. Not all pictures are selfies. And then they were like, then what is it? I'm like, it's a picture.
Thank you for recapping the weirdest argument you've had with your mom lately.
No, it was with like a Twitter account.
Very busy you are.
Anyway, next Halloween discussion question. Why is Halloween celebrated?
Oh, because.
Lay down the law.
So here we go.
There she was.
So they were like. The Gregorians or Mayans or Aztecs, whoever came up with the calendar.
Do you think there was a Gregorian named Greg?
Yes.
Greg the Gregorian? That, bam, we just fucking made a TV show.
The Gregorian calendar.
Gigi? Gorgeous?
She has a calendar.
Do you think Gigi Gorgeous follows the Gregorian calendar?
I'm looking up Gregorian.
You're looking it up?
Calendar.
Do you think Gigi's ever tweeted
it? And actually, Well, it's named after Pope Gregory, so obviously there was a Greg the Gregorian, and he was a pope.
Fuck the pope. Would you fuck the pope?
Would you fuck an itsy bitsy spider?
Oh my god.
Again?
Girl, shoot that web of life out of my web of thighs.
That was probably the most explicit thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
Are you kidding? We just talked about fucking the pope. If you were to fuck the pope, would you keep his hat on?
Yes.
Oh my god. Pope only in a hat.
Nope. I'd say nope to the pope.
That would not be dope.
That's a show. Say nope to the pope.
Oh my god. People it's just like screaming yes. No at the pope.
It's like say yes to the dress.
Say nope.
But the pope's dress is in cute, so I'm gonna say nope to the pope.
What would you say eh to?
I'd say eh to anything I want.
Say eh to anything?
Yes.
Okay, well, next discussion question.
My new show where I walk into your house and I just say eh to the things I don't like.
No, that was a tweet that was funny that you just tried to steal and you did it worse. So fucking figure it out.
So say nope to the pope.
So say nope. Olivia Pope? Who's Olivia Pope, really?
Okay, so there she was on Scandal. Aren't I supposed to be telling you why Halloween came about?
I thought that was where that story was going. So there she was on
Scandal. So Olivia Pope, who was friends with the Gregorian Pope Greg.
Oh my god.
So one day they were...
So a pope just named Greg.
His name was Pope Gregory, the XII, which I don't know. 13?
Figure it out. Because there was a challenge on some type of reality show where they had to figure out...
Oh, and you know Roman numerals.
I do know a Roman numeral. You want to know why?
Name IV, what number is that?
That's 4. Fucker.
Wow. Name VI.
6. Try again.
Name XVI.
16.
Wow.
Bitch.
So
basically what I'm saying is I'm Aztecian.
Name what?
You're Aztecian.
What's Z?
There is no Z. Oh my god, did you see World War Z?
Olivia Pope. Yeah, I actually liked it more than I thought I would. Speaking of scary things.
Stop it.
Olivia Pope and Greg Pope, the XII.
Did you see that Marie Antoinette movie?
Listen, do you want to know why Halloween came about or not?
I'm bringing it up. So there was Greg the Pope.
Oh, I'm telling
talking
you.
Talking to Marie Antoinette.
He was with Olivia Pope from Scandal.
What are you up to this any day that
did you
of
know
the
Marie
week,
Antoinette never
October.
Even said, let them eat cake?
All I know is Kirsten Dunst.
Kristen. Do you think there's a girl out there named Kristen Dunst?
Yeah, 100%.
Can we find her on Twitter? Kristen Dunst. If you're out there.
She is Kristen Dunn with all these.
Mistaken identity problems. That's a scary,
next
scary
discussion
Halloween.
Question. Can you explain the history of Halloween? Wait, I guess that's what we were kind of trying to do.
So,
we were talking about why is celebrating
Olivia
Halloween.
Pope, Kristen Dunst, and Gregory the Pope.
And Gregory the Pope.
They were like, y'all want to have a costume party?
He goes by Greg.
And you know the Pope was like, I'm the important. Not to be confused with the number 5 in Roman numerals.
He goes, if I go to a costume party in my regular attire, people are going to think I'm in a KKK. That big hat. That big white hat.
That's why I say nope to the Pope's outfit.
And he was like, I can't go to a costume party. He came and everyone thought he was a ghost.
Did you say hashtag say nope to the Pope?
Hashtag say nope to the
Wait,
Pope.
Wait,
tweet us pictures of your favorite picture selfie of Greg the Pope.
I'm worried
it's got to be a selfie, not a picture.
I'm worried that say nope to the Pope is going to be confusing for Shonda Rhimes.
Why?
She's going to think she did
Shonda
something
why?
Wrong. She's going to think she did something wrong on Scandal.
You think she's going to think it's a fucking boycott?
She's going to think that all of the...
Now, when was the last time you were a boy and you laid in a cot?
Remember?
When was the last time you were a boy and you ate manicotti?
I've never had your mom's manicotti still.
You know it's our Christmas dish.
And I feel like she doesn't actually say manicotti, right? She says
I gotta assume she doesn't.
She says it
as
kind
an
of the way,
uncultured freak.
Kind of the way a child would like request sketty.
Sketty.
That's how your mom says cotty.
I hate it. Don't ever.
Does baby want the cotty?
I feel like she has a friend named Connie who she calls cotty.
Because Connie loves her cotty.
I hate it.
So what are you?
We do have a family friend named Connie.
Who doesn't?
It's Connie
you
Britton.
Act like you're special.
It's Connie Britton. Connie Britton and I grew up. She's my godmother. Are you anybody's godfather?
No.
Somebody was asking me that recently, and I'm like, how could you ever know?
Are you because the parents of the child ask you to be the godfather.
But what if it happened 10 years ago when I was like not even really thinking about stuff? I probably was distracted and somebody was like, hey.
Are you the godfather for any of your nieces and nephews?
Who could ever be sure? Is that even on paperwork?
Yeah, it involves the church. You would have to go to the church and I think you have to rub the baby in oil.
Well, I've never done that and I can confirm.
In a church, you
I've never done that in a church. Rubbed a baby in oil. God, I gotta go. Say no to the Pope.
That itsy bitsy spider. What did you say about your thighs?
My web of thighs.
Caught in your web of thighs?
You know how people can have webbed fingers? Do you think anybody's got webbed thighs where it kind of goes too low? Like those drop crotch pants.
But their body's just shaped like that?
It's just extra skin.
That reminds me of like a kid's drawing. Like a kid would draw that.
Like a kid who's never drawn a human before.
Yeah.
Like my godchild. Why would you talk about my godchild like that?
I just can't.
How old do you have to be a godfather?
A one.
A1.
Steak sauce.
A1 or ketchup? Go.
A1. I just got that tangy, spicy, sweet.
I gotta ask you a question.
Go.
And I hate to put you on the spot. But why are you?
I'm dabbing my nose.
I see that. Did you do coke this morning? Jesus Christ.
I hate everything.
What was I going to ask you?
Yes, I always do a bump before coming into the studio.
Oh my God. The kids are listening. They don't know that lingo.
I'm talking about a fist bump or a chest bump.
Well, can we do a fist bump live on air?
We did that before, I think.
Come here.
Can we just like
come
pretend?
Here. No, come. I'll meet you halfway, you fuck.
You're meeting me over this third microphone.
I'm leaving my mic. Later. Oh my God, I'm on the opposite side of the spit guard. Anything can happen. Did you just bump me or did I hit another mic?
I bumped you. Now get over to your mic.
Oh my God. Was it good for you guys? Because I really did feel that. His knuckles were bare.
Yeah.
My question was, so I was watching that episode of The Goldbergs that you told me to watch.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
About when he came into
season
the room.
Season 2, episode 4, if you want to watch.
I think it was season 2, episode 3 that I'm referencing. When he came in, pantsless, and he goes, which mustard do I like?
Oh, yeah.
You told me about this scene before I watched it.
Yeah.
And you said it very differently than how it happened.
Really?
So
I guess memory is selective.
So why were you trying to make it funnier?
What do you mean?
Are you trying to be right on the show?
I laughed out loud. So you're saying I made the joke funnier?
Yeah.
Oh.
You, like, elaborated on the scene going a completely different direction, and then I watched it, and I go, well, Corey's version of that scene was very different from what I watched.
He walked down the stairs. He said, which mustard do I like?
Well, nobody cares about this
and
conversation.
She said,
let me stop you,
you
right
you like
here.
Ketchup.
I can't believe you brought this up.
What did I say?
Do you like the Goldbergs? I love that show.
So I think the main character is in it a little too much.
Back to Halloween.
I think the show would be scary.
Corey.
Have they done a Halloween episode?
This question is your pumpkin still out?
Is that a slang term?
That is every word in that sentence is slang. Is your pumpkin still out?
I've been drunk on a Halloween and my pumpkin was out. I'm talking about Pumpkin from Flavor of Love.
Okay.
She was with me. She's
God
my
bless.
Godmother. I bathed her in oil.
Say nope to that poem.
She spit in New York's face.
I guess anybody could be. You know how anybody can make a new religion? Bam, I just made one. Bam, you can just like do it.
Yeah.
So why not do that? And then why not create a whole hierarchy and say, okay, well, my head dude is a pope also. I'm the pope. Fuck off.
And you should also then collect money tax-free and call it tithing.
Tithing?
Yeah.
I'm a tithing.
But yours is spelled T-Y-thing.
I am teething. Now, when you were teething, is your asshole teething? I knew that's what you were thinking.
I was cringing.
The face you
I was cringing because I was waiting for you to say, is your asshole teething? That would be a scary Halloween.
Oh, my God.
That would be a fright night.
When you lather up that baby in a church with oil.
And it's teething.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
So what do you think of dogs in costumes?
I love a dog that's in a hot dog costume because it's both literal and playful and it reminds me of a delicious meal.
So you want a hot dog in a hot dog costume, you mean? Or any dog.
With a hot dog in its mouth.
Oh, you know that dog.
I'm talking about an attractive dog.
So you would you
remember that other last month when I had that vegan hot dog?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I audibly gasped when you ordered a vegan hot dog.
Well, there I was,
and
halfway
then got
done.
It with extra cheese.
I know. I was a fool.
I had a friend in college who would get the black bean burger, add bacon, and the waitress always rolled her eyes at
her. I love a black bean burger, but a vegan hot dog, firstly, no. Say no to that.
What's the quickest way to ruin a hot dog?
I had to have...
The quickest way to ruin a hot dog.
Make it vegan. Okay. I had to have half of your meal because it was so bad.
I'm aware.
Yeah, so...
Well, good thing I didn't like that chicken salad sandwich.
I loved it. I wish we had switched from the start. Switched at birth. Switched at girth.
What if there was a show
switched
called...
Switched at girth.
Switched
porn
at...
stars that were separated at birth. Something. Switched at girth.
It's like Freaky Friday... But they switch penises.
Oh, my God. When they were born, before they were christened, at a church, the doctor accidentally, some type of circumcision, and then switched up all the foreskin.
I hate where this is going.
I'm not a show writer.
My new favorite show, Say Nope to the Pope and Switched at Girth. Why don't we write for TV shows?
I don't know.
I'm putting that on
Clearly, you write better than the writers of the Goldbergs.
I'm putting it on my dream board.
You know what show I would like to write for? The new Muppets show.
Oh, yeah?
Who's that Muppet that's in a shoe? Swimming down the ocean?
Beaker on Fleeker in a sneaker. Carrying a speaker.
Oh, my God.
Making a lot of squeaker.
Okay, no. You know, not everything has to rhyme.
Oh
my God!
Why.
That episode of the Goldbergs when they're writing the vows.
I didn't watch that whole episode.
Oh my God! It was so good. I cried at the end.
We were on a plane. Listen, we were on a time.
I cried.
Constraint.
I really did cry.
You literally cried at me describing the series finale of Friends to you in the back of a cab
yesterday. I actually did. Well, I had never seen it, and I go, Corey, what happened to the season finale of Friends? And he was
the
telling
series
me,
finale.
And he told me how it ended, and there I. sobbing in the back of a cab because it was but who can ever be sure, because you lied about a scene in the Goldbergs, so how am I to even know that that's how the end of Friends went? Maybe you made it better. Maybe that's why I cried.
I think the moral of the story is I should write for a TV show.
I think the moral of the story is you can't be trusted.
I just need someone to give
you're a dumb witch.
I would
back to Halloween.
Would you rather be a dumb witch
or a fun bitch?
Good question.
Dumb bitch or fun? Wait, a dumb witch or a fun bitch? Dumb witch or fun bitch? So a dumb witch can't get her spells right.
That dumb witch is in Hocus Pocus. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, the dumb.
Sarah Jessica Parker. She's the dumb witch.
Patrick Harris? Neil's best friend?
So do you have a Halloween album dropping?
Oh, my God. You know, I have been talking about this for years. Me doing a Spooky Sounds album. I got track by track. First track.
Chains. By
a cover
Jonas.
Of Nick Jonas.
But instead of you singing, you're just... What if it was a collaboration with you and celebrities, and you and Nick Jonas do, like, Chains, but it's you and him just, like, running a drumstick across Chains?
Well, you know, Nick's...
And
what does Nick do?
And you're not even... You're on a budget, so they're not even metal chains. They're the plastic Halloween chains that look like metal.
No. We've got a spring for this.
Okay. A spring. That you're going to rub the drumstick on a spring instead.
Corey, you're not
What's
my music technician.
Track two.
Track two, Creaky Creek. Creaky Creek, it's a door creaking.
With the cast of Dawson's Creek.
No, featuring the Doors.
No.
And
featuring the cast of Dawson's Creek. You did meet James Van Der Beek at the Streamies.
Yeah. Well, he came backstage and, oh my God, were you in the room when that happened?
Did you?
It was pandemonium.
I took
no, you were backstage, or you were in the audience. Yeah, we were doing a costume change. Or a wardrobe change? A tire change. We did a tire change.
You changed a tire.
We changed tires.
Do you know how to change a
Absolutely
tire?
Absolutely not.
You should learn that.
As a stereotypical gay who's perpetuating every stereotype, and I'm the reason why people hate gay people.
I'm the reason for this season.
I don't
season.
Know how to change
and
a tire.
And it's Halloween.
Are you the reason for that season?
Yeah. What if I was the reason for the sneezing? Because I would walk around and
you're
make
like a
people...
dusty... Who's that
Linus.
Guy from the Peanuts?
Linus.
Are you going to see that new Peanuts movie?
No, Pigpen. Girl. There's a new Peanuts movie?
Yeah. This is not a sponsor. I need you to know. I actively think you shouldn't see it.
My dad used to draw
Peanuts
characters.
Or maybe you should. I don't know.
Characters.
I don't want the Peanuts to hate us. What?
Yeah.
My stepdad.
He loved Snoopy. My dad loved Snoopy.
Spoopy?
Snoopy.
Spooky.
Snoopy.
Spoopy.
Spooky Snoopy?
Oh my God. Do you think Snoopy
is spooky?
Would say nope to the Pope?
I think
okay,
Snoopy.
Okay, so Pigpen.
Yeah.
Would you fuck Pigpen knowing
that he has a blanket to cover you with? No, that's Linus. Why do I keep mixing them up?
No. Would you fuck Pigpen knowing it's dirty, dirty, ewy, ewy?
It's a yucky yikes.
That is a yucky yikes.
Well,
answer the question.
I mean,
he's got to be of age by now. He's definitely like our age.
Well, I mean,
if character's aged.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on his personality. I'm not superficial and just all there for the look.
Okay, well, it's not about looks when you're fucking a fucking
cartoon.
Full
oh, you
of
tell
dirt.
That to T.J. Detweiler.
Oh my God, T.J. Detweiler could have gotten it. Although, who was the Did you ever watch Recess?
I know everything.
So wow,
Spinelli, no, the Ashleys.
I loved. Oh my
Mikey,
God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Gretchen.
I feel like we're connecting on a level that we've never connected before.
This is
I
a
feel
step
like we're
past
making
the
out.
Fist bump.
No. Who was the guy who ruled the playground with the unibrow?
Oh,
he was
hot,
what? And I was like into it because he was like an older guy.
The bully on Recess?
No. He was no bully, for sure. No.
Who was the one who was always like, Miss Spinster?
He had a hockey stick. He had a hockey stick.
Miss Spinster.
His name started with an R, I think.
Gelman? Hold on. I've got the characters of Recess, the wiki. King Bob? Yeah, he had
a
unibrow.
He was kind of hot. He had a hockey stick, and I thought, wow, what a jock.
Wow.
So...
What did you think of Swinger Girl?
Swinger Girl.
All she did was sit on the
swing. That's what they'll call me in 10 years when I'm active in the swinging community. Right. Swing dancing.
You're very big on swinging.
Corey, two legit to quit?
Yes.
Or 2 minutes left of this episode?
Yes.
Wow, you guys, it's come to the end. Corey just either gave me a peace sign telling me to remain peaceful.
Peace be with you.
Oh, and also with you.
Did you know they literally changed it?
Who?
The Pope.
Oh, Greg?
They changed it.
They did not change the fucking... No, they
It
didn't.
Was like, peace be with you and with your spirit is the now proper response.
Britney's spirit?
Yeah. And with your spirit.
Britney Spears it?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit? Yeah. Oh my God, don't wipe your nose again, Corey. We gotta go. Corey's got an issue with his nostrils.
Something about this mic gives me that sick drip.
It's like you just ate out Pigpen and all that dirt is flowing up your nose.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we gotta go. Corey, how can people find you?
You could probably find me in an insane asylum.
What an incredible Halloween episode.
You talk about fucking the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
I
ship it. Itsy Bitsy Tighter.
Tighter?
It's
how tight are we talking?
Tyler and Spider. Or would you rather be Spiler?
I can't fuck a
the
spider.
Itsy Bitsy Spiler.
I can't fuck a spider.
Y'all, get out your Photoshops.
No!
And
don't,
put Tyler
no!
with a spider.
Anyway, Corey, you can find him at Corey Cool everywhere. Corey Cool. Spelled Corey Cool.
Yeah.
You can find me, Tyler Oakley, everywhere. Spelled Tyler Oakley. And you can subscribe to the podcast. How can they do it, Corey?
It's just a simple little spooky clip.
Okay. To give us a little Halloween gift, we'd like it if you subscribed and gave us a review.
Give us a spooky Halloween review. Maybe a seasonal review. Tell us, this podcast is great for every season.
That, you know what? It takes just a second to leave a review. And I go through and I read the reviews and leave your Twitter handle in that review. And I'm going to give you some love if you do. That's all. Have a good life. We'll see you guys next time.
Boo.
Summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.